Hi, listeners. Welcome back to another day of Daily Bread for Busy Moms, our daily Bible reading podcast from Jerusalem. I'm Johanna, your reader today. Well, today is Monday, the 26th of July, and on the Hebrew calendar, it is the 17th of Av. And this week, we are in a parsha called Ekev, which means consequence. And today's reading is the second reading, the second Aliyah, and it is Deuteronomy 8:11 through 9:3. Before we dive into our readings, let's take a moment to bless God and thank Him for giving us His Word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Take care that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping His mitzvot, ordinances, and statutes that I am commanding you today. Otherwise, when you have eaten and are full, and have built good houses and lived in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply, and silver and gold multiplies for you, and all that is yours multiplies, then your heart will be haughty, and you'll forget the Lord your God. He brought you out from the land of Egypt, from the house of slavery. He led you through the great and terrible wilderness, fiery serpents and scorpions, and thirsty ground where there was no water. He brought forth water for you from the flinty rock. He fed you in the wilderness with manna that your fathers did not know, in order to afflict you and test you, to do you good in the end. You may say in your heart, "My power and the might of my hand has made me this wealth." Rather, you are to remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to make wealth, in order to establish His covenant that He swore to your fathers, as it is this day. Now, if you do forget the Lord your God, and go after other gods, and serve them and worship them, I solemnly warn you today that you will certainly perish, like the nations the Lord makes perish before you. So you will perish, since you would not listen to the voice of the Lord your God. Hear, O Israel, you are about to cross over the Yarden today to go in to dispossess nations greater and mightier than yourself, cities great and fortified up to the heavens. The people are great and tall, sons of the Anakim. You know them and you yourselves have heard. Who can stand before the sons of Anak? But you will know today that the Lord your God is the one who is crossing over before you, as a devouring fire. He will destroy them, and He will bring them down before you, so that you may drive them out and make them perish quickly, as the Lord has promised you. That was Deuteronomy 8:11 through 9:3. Today from the prophets, we'll read Ezekiel 38. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face toward Gog of the land of Magog, chief prince of Meshech and Tuval. Prophesy against him and say, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am against you, Gog, chief prince of Meshech and Tuval. I will turn you about and put hooks into your jaws. I will bring you out with all your army, horses and horsemen, all of them splendidly dressed, a vast assembly with breastplate and shield, all of them wielding swords. With them will be Persia, Cush, and Put, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer and all his troops, the house of Togarma from the extreme north and all his troops, many peoples with you. Be prepared, prepare yourself, you and all your company gathered around you. Be a guard for them. After many days, you will be summoned. In the latter years, you will come against the land that has been brought back from the sword and regarded and regathered from many peoples on the mountains of Israel, which had been a continual waste. But they were brought out from the peoples. when all of them are dwelling securely, you will come up, you will come like a storm. You will be like a cloud covering the land, you and all your troops and many peoples with you. Thus says the Lord God, it will come to pass in that day that things will come into your heart, and you will devise an evil plan. You will say, I will go up against the land of unwalled villages. I will fall upon the quiet people who live securely, all of them living without walls, having no bars or gates, in order to seize spoil and carry off plunder, to turn your hand against the waste places now inhabited, and against the people gathered from the nations, who have been acquiring livestock and property, who live in the center of the world. Sheva, Dedan, and the merchants of Tarshish, with all its young lions, will say to you, have you come to seize spoil? Have you assembled your company to plunder? To carry away silver and gold, to take away livestock and property, to make off with immense spoils? Therefore, son of man, prophesy, say to Gog, thus says the Lord God, in that day when my people Israel dwell safely, will you not know? You will come from your place out of the extreme north, you and many peoples with you, all of them riding on horses, a great company and a mighty army. You will come up against my people Israel like a cloud covering the land. It will happen in the last days. I will bring you against my land, so that the nations may know me, when I am sanctified through you, Gog, before their eyes. Thus says the Lord God, are you the one that I spoke about in former times, through my servants, the prophets of Israel, who prophesied in those days for many years that I would bring you against them? In that day, when Gog comes against the land of Israel, it is a declaration of the Lord. My fury will rise up in my nostrils. In my jealousy and the fire of my wrath I have spoken. Surely in that day there will be a great earthquake in the land of Israel. The fish of the sea, the birds of the heavens, the beasts of the field, all creeping things that creep upon the ground, and all humans upon the face of the earth will shake at my presence. The mountains will be thrown down. The steep places will fall. Every wall will fall to the ground. I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains. It is a declaration of the Lord. Every man's sword will be against his brother. I will punish him with pestilence and blood. I will pour out rain on him, on his troops, and on the many peoples with him, a torrential rain, with hailstones, fire, and brimstone. So I will magnify and sanctify myself. I will make myself known in the eyes of many nations, and they will know that I am the Lord. That was Ezekiel 38. Today's portion from the writings is 1 Chronicles 17. After David settled in his place, David said to Nathan the prophet, look, I am living in a house of cedar, while the ark of the covenant of the Lord is under a tent. Then Nathan said to David, do all that is in your heart, for God is with you. But that same night, the word of God came to Nathan, saying, go and tell David my servant, thus says the Lord, you are not to build me a house in which to dwell, for I have not dwelt in a house from the day I brought Israel out to this day. I have gone from tent to tent, and from one dwelling to another. Wherever I went throughout all Israel, did I ever speak a word to any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people, saying, why have you not built me a house of cedar? So now, say this to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture and from following the sheep, to be prince over my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies from before you. I will make your name like the names of the great ones that are in the earth. I will establish a place for my people Israel, and plant them so that they may dwell in their own place and shall tremble no more. Violent people will no longer wear them down as they did formerly, from the days I ordered judges to be over my people Israel. I will subdue all your enemies. Moreover, I will declare to you that the Lord will build you a house. It will be that when your days are fulfilled to go with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you, one of your own sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He will build a house for me, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be a father to him, and he will be a son to me. I will not withdraw my loving kindness from him, as I withdrew it from the one who ruled before you. I will appoint him over my house and my kingdom forever, and his throne will be established forever. According to all these words, and according to all this vision, Nathan spoke to David. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord and said, "Who am I, Lord God, and what is my family, that you have brought me thus far? And this was not enough in your eyes, O God. You have spoken about the future of your servant's household. You have regarded me as the most distinguished of men, Lord God. What more can David say to you for honoring your servant? For you know your servant. Lord, for the sake of your servant, and according to your own heart, you have done all these great things, to reveal all your greatness. Lord, there is none like you, and there is no other God besides you, as we have heard with our own ears. And who is like your people Israel, the one nation on earth whom God went out to redeem as a people for himself, and to make a name for yourself by great and awesome deeds, by driving out nations from before your people, whom you redeemed from Egypt? You made your people Israel your own people forever, and you, Lord, became their God. Now, Lord, may the word that you have spoken concerning your servant and his house be confirmed forever. Do as you have spoken, so that it might be established and your name might be magnified forever, saying, 'The Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, is Israel's God.' Then the house of David, your servant, will be established before you. You, my God, have revealed to your servant that you will build a house for him. So your servant has found courage to pray before you. Now, Lord, you are God. You have promised this good thing to your servant. Now you are willing to bless the house of your servant, so that it may continue forever before you. For it is you, Lord, who have blessed, and it is blessed forever." That was 1 Chronicles 17. Our portion for today from the Apostles is 1 Timothy 1. Paul, an emissary of Mashiach Yeshua, by the command of God, our Savior, and Mashiach Yeshua, our hope, to Timothy, a true child in faith: grace, mercy, shalom from God the Father and Mashiach Yeshua our Lord. As I urged you when I was leaving for Macedonia, stay in Ephesus to direct certain people not to pass on different instruction, or to pay attention to myths and endless genealogies. These give rise to useless speculations rather than God's training, which is in faithfulness. Now the goal of this command is love from a pure heart and a clear conscience and a genuine faith. Some, having missed the mark, have turned away to fruitless discussion, wanting to be teachers of Torah, even though they do not understand what they keep saying or what they so dogmatically assert. But we know that the Torah is good if one uses it legitimately, knowing that the Torah is not given for a tzaddik, but for the lawless and rebellious, for the ungodly and sinful, for the unholy and worldly, for those who kill their fathers or mothers, for murderers, the sexually immoral, homosexuals, slave traders, liars, perjurers, and for anything else that opposes sound teaching, in keeping with what was entrusted to me, the glorious good news of the blessed God. I thank Mashiach Yeshua our Lord, who has strengthened me, because he considered me faithful, appointed me to service, even though I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a violent man. Yes, yet I was shown mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed with the faith and love that are in Mashiach Yeshua. Trustworthy is the saying and deserving of complete acceptance. Mashiach Yeshua came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am foremost. Yet for this reason I was shown mercy, so that in me as the foremost, Mashiach Yeshua might demonstrate his complete patience as an example for those about to put their trust in him for eternal life. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I entrust to you, Timothy, my son, in keeping with the prophecies once spoken about you, so that by them you fight the good fight, holding on to faith and a good conscience. By rejecting these, some have suffered shipwreck regarding their faith. Among these are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan to be disciplined not to blaspheme. That was 1 Timothy 1, and it concludes this episode. If you are reading through the Apostles twice this year, you'll read John 6, 1 through 36 today too. Thank you for listening. May you have a blessed day. And I want to also remind you that if you have not ordered or pre-ordered the journal for next year's reading cycle, which begins on September 28th, and you want to do so, you can go to arielmedia.shop and pre-order the journal. We are offering our listeners a 15% discount, so you can enter the discount code BUSYMOMS at checkout and receive that discount. Thanks again for listening. May you have a blessed day. I'm Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom until next time.